Shemoth, Exodus, chapter 2. And a man of the house of Lewi went and married a daughter of Lewi. And the woman conceived and bore a son, and she saw that he was a lovely child, and she hid him 3 months. And when she could hide him no longer, she took an ark of papyrus for him, and coated it with tar and pitch, and put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the edge of the river. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her young women were walking by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her female servant to get it, and opened it and saw the child. And see, the child wept. So she had compassion on him and said,
"This is one of the children of the Ivrim."
And his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter,
"Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Ivri women to nurse the child for you?"
And Pharaoh's daughter said to her,
"Go."
And the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her,
"Take this child away and nurse him for me, then I shall pay your wages."
So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moshe, saying,
"Because I have drawn him out of the water."
And in those days it came to be, when Moshe was grown, that he went out to his brothers and looked at their burdens. And he saw Mitzrite beating an Ivri, one of his brothers. So he turned this way and that way. And when he saw no one, he smote the Mitzrite and hit him in the sand. And he went out the second day and saw two Ivrim fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong,
"Why do you smite your neighbor?"
And he said,
"Who made you a head and a judge over us? Do you intend to slay me as you slew the Mitzrite?"
And Moshe feared and said,
"Truly, the matter is known."
And Pharaoh heard of this matter, and he sought to kill Moshe. But Moshe fled from the face of Pharaoh, and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. And the Kohen of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water. And they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. But the shepherds came and drove them away. Then Moshe stood up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. And they came to Reuel, their father, and he said,
"How is it that you have come so soon today?"
And they said,
"A Mitzrite rescued us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock."
And he said to his daughters,
"And where is he? Why did you leave the man? Call him and let him eat bread."
And Moshe agreed to dwell with the man. And he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moshe. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom. For he said,
"I have become a sojourner in a foreign land."
And it came to be, after these many days, that the sovereign of Mitzrayim died. And the children of Israel groaned because of the slavery, and they cried out. And their cry came up to Elohim because of the slavery. And Elohim heard their groaning. And Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzchak, and with Yaakov. And Elohim looked on the children of Israel, and Elohim knew.